Cassette 2, Side 1. Unit 6, Section A. Listening, Activity 2.
John, sorry to disturb you, but I was wondering if you know of a good restaurant around here. I've got some old friends staying with me at the moment, and you want to take me out to dinner. I've no idea where to go. You know, somewhere with good food, pleasant, relaxed atmosphere, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the trouble is there isn't a great deal of choice in town. I mean, if you want to take the car, then you've got some great restaurants not far away in the country.
We'd prefer to stay in town.
Well, one of the nicest restaurants I've been to is Gilby's, which is in the town centre.
Yes, I've driven past it. It's near the town hall, isn't it?
That's right. It's expensive, but it's very refined and classy. You know, quite sophisticated food. And a great atmosphere. But I don't know if it's open every evening.
Well, maybe we'll try that. I'd better give them a ring to find out if they're open.
But what about Indian food?
Oh, yes, I love Indian.
Well, how about the Golden Bengal?
Oh, that's a great place. I spent an evening there with Jan and Phil. You know them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I thought the food was okay, and the staff are very friendly. It's a bit noisy, though. I suppose it was because it was a Saturday night. Mm. But it's worth going back to. I quite liked it.
Oh, what about Gino's? Mm. I went there to celebrate my promotion last year. The wine was really excellent.
Yeah, I've been there, but I didn't rate the food much. It was a bit disappointing. I mean, the helpings were enormous, but my lasagna was cold and the service was a bit slow. It's one of those cliché Italian restaurants where the waiter comes round with an enormous pepper mill and grins at you.
Unit 6, Section A. Listening. Activity 5. Exam question. You will hear part of a telephone conversation in which a person from a tourist office is giving details of two restaurants to the organizer of a seminar. As you listen, fill in the information for items 1 to 10. You will need to write yes or no, a number, or a few words. Some of the information has been completed for you. Listen carefully, as you will hear this piece once only.
Hello, is that the tourist office?
That's right. Can I help you?
Yes. This is Jenny Maltravers from Maltravers Tours in Chiswick. We do guided tours and study centers. And we're planning a visit to Bath with a group of people.
Okay, yes?
What I need is the name of a good restaurant for us to have dinner at, around 7:30, before we head on to Bristol.
Right. What size group are we talking about?
Well, 50 are booked at the moment, but it might grow to 60.
So about 60 people. Well, there are a couple I can recommend. There's the Walnut Tree. That's about 5 kilometres from the centre. And the Europa Hotel, which is very central, but has less charm. That's one of those big hotels.
Does the Walnut Tree have a separate room for large groups?
No, but the Europa Hotel does.
And what would be the price for a 3-course evening meal?
Well, at the Walnut Tree, it'll be £15 per person. The Europa is cheaper at £10 per head, but wine isn't included.
What's the cooking like?
Well, the Walnut Tree is known for its innovative cooking. The chef is David Little, the brother of Alistair.
Never heard of
him. The Europa is very nice, too. Very refined.
Is there a vegetarian menu?
Oh, yes, there is. There's usually a vegetarian menu these days.
Anything else you can tell me about them?
Well, the Walnut Tree is a 3-star restaurant now, and the Europa is a 2-star.
Okay, well, thanks for your help. I'll get back in touch if I... Oh, can you give me their phones?
Yes. Just hold on. I'll see you.
Unit 7, Section A. Listening. Activity 2. Interview 1.
Excuse me. I'm doing a survey on the recent modernization of this airport. Would you mind answering some questions?
Well, it's real quick.
Right. Could you tell me where you're going and why you're going there?
Yes, I'm flying to Barcelona on business.
Right. And what about, can you tell me how often you use the airport?
Yes, I use this airport approximately twice a month because of my work.
Right. And what about, what do you think of the new restaurant?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I think it's tacky, cheap, vulgar. Plastic cup, wobbly chairs. We deserve something better.
All right. Okay. Right. Now, what about the speed of airport procedures and formalities?
Well, that varies. Now, some days they're all right. They can cope. But on busy days, they can't cope at all. It gets overcrowded. They just don't seem to have the staff to deal with the situation. There are delays.
All right. Thank you. What about the new parking facilities?
In my opinion, the parking is too far from the terminal. I know there's a courtesy bus, but it isn't frequent enough.
Right. What about the transport links to the airport?
Transport facilities. Public transport is pretty good. I think there are frequent rail services and buses. Yes, I think it's pretty good.
Okay. And the new signposting in the airport. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's deplorable. I mean, fortunately, I'm used to the airport, so I know where I'm going. But if I were new to the airport, I would not be able to find a single thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Interview 2.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm doing a survey on the recent modernization of this airport.
Oh, right.
Would you answer some questions, please?
Yes, yes, sir.
Right. could you tell me where you're traveling to, please?
At this moment in time, I'm going to visit my family in Budapest.
Oh, right. And can you tell me how often you use the airport?
Well, I go there twice a year.
Right. Now, what do you think about the new restaurant?
Well, if you're here for a short while, you'd choose fast food because you don't know how to get served very quickly. So, as I've only had fast food here, I didn't go for the other things in the menu. I think it's pretty good.
Acceptable. Good, thank you. Now, what about the speed of the airport procedures and formalities?
It's very slow. I mean, it's full of hold-ups, isn't it? One thing you're into another, and then security, and you're out of there. And I find it all like giraffes in the zoo. It's very slow.
Right, thank you. Now, what about the new parking facilities?
Oh, that's very good. It's very convenient. You can get in, everything's marked, and you know which section you're in, but you have to pay for all that, of course. It's very expensive, I think.
Yes, okay. The transport link to the airport, what do you think about that?
Well, I came by car, so I don't really know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the new signposting in the airport?
New signposting?
Mm-hmm.
As bad as it's ever been. Oh, yeah, I've been going around in circles. You follow a sign and you find that the arrow's pointing the other way.
Right, thank you.
Interview 3.
Excuse me, I'm doing a survey on the recent modernization of the airport.
Oh.
Would you mind answering a few questions?
No, not at all.
Right, first, could you tell me where you're going?
I'm going to Istanbul on holiday.
Right, thank you. And could you tell me how often you use the airport?
Well, this is my first time. This is the first time I've flown.
Okay.
I'm rather excited, but a little bit nervous.
Right, yes. What's your opinion of the new restaurant?
Yes, I tried that earlier. It's expensive, and I didn't think there was a lot of choice, but the quality was quite good.
Okay. What about the speed of airport procedures and formalities?
What, do you mean the check-in and
yes,
things?
Yes,
I thought they were very good, actually. Yeah, in fact, I think my case was a little bit heavy, but the guy was very friendly and sort of, you know, kind of took it on, and I took a while to get all my documents out, but they were, yeah, very patient, very friendly, yeah.
Good, right. What about the new parking facilities?
I don't know anything about that because I came by train.
Oh.
But that was on time and very good and convenient. The platform was very near the this concourse.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would say that the transport links to the airport are pretty good then?
Yeah, terrific.
Right, okay. And what about the new signposting in the airport?
Well, it seems fine. I had to find a loo. very soon. No, I haven't got lost yet.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Unit 7, Section A. Listening. Activity 4. Exam question. You will hear various people talking. They are being interviewed on a variety of topics. You will hear the people twice. Task 1. Look at the topics listed below. As you listen, decide in what order you hear them mentioned and complete the boxes with the appropriate letter. 3 topics will not be used. Extract 1.
Excuse me, we're doing some research. Have you got a moment?
Sure.
We're finding out about childcare facilities in this area, and I was wondering if you would answer some questions.
Well, I suppose so, but I'm not sure I can help very much. I don't have any children, you see, and I don't like them very much, actually.
Extract 2.
Can you give an indication as to which way you're going to vote, sir?
I thought it was a secret ballot in this country.
Yes, but...
I thought that constitutionally I had the right not only to vote, but also not to reveal how I voted to every Tom, Dick and Harry who asks me. Am I right or am I right?
You're right, sir.
I disapprove of this kind of survey anyway.
Extract 3.
Is that Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
I was just ringing to give you my congratulations, Mr. Jenkins.
What for?
You've won a fabulous 2-week holiday in St. Lucia.
What? You're kidding.
No, I'm not. This is Grove and Hill Travel Agents, and you've won our first prize in this month's travel competition.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, you'd like to accept the prize?
Well, of course I would.
Well, if you'd like to accept, then there are just a few questions to answer about our travel agency.
Hang on. I thought you said I'd won.
You will have as soon as you've answered these questions.
What kind of questions?
Just a few questions about the service our travel agency can give and how we can improve it.
No. I'm sorry, but you've set me up, haven't you? This is a trick, isn't it? Some kind of advertising stunt. No, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to. I can't.
All right, have it your own way.
Extract 4.
Excuse me, can I ask you some questions about the government?
What do you mean?
Can I read you this statement and ask if you agree or disagree?
What are you on about?
This government has been in power for too long and should be replaced at the earliest opportunity. Do you agree, disagree, or have no opinion?
Oh, go away, you silly little man. Go on, go away. I can't stand this sort of questionnaire.
Extract 5.
And how do you feel about the soaps?
Soap operas? I love them. I watch them all. I've just finished watching EastEnders.
Oh, really? So, what happened this week, then?
Is this part of the survey?
Well, no. But I like EastEnders, too, and I'd be watching it as well if I didn't have to do this.
Task 2. Look at the speaker's reactions listed below. As you listen, put the reactions in the order in which you hear them mentioned. 3 reactions will not be used. Unit 8, Section A. Listening. Activity 2.
The subject of our programme this afternoon is leadership. We have in the studio Graham Henshaw, who is a historian and has recently published a book on the great leaders of our times.
Hello.
Mr. Henshaw, perhaps you can tell us what, in your view, makes a really great leader.
Well, to start with, I think we can learn a lot from history by studying the great men and women who've left their mark at different times, for both good and bad, I hasten to add. But of course, many of the great leaders of the past were military chiefs, and depending on whose side you found yourself on, they were either national heroes or dreaded tyrants. Take Genghis Khan, for example. He was undoubtedly an outstanding warrior and military leader, if you happened to be one of his followers, that is. If you were unlucky enough to live in a country plundered, you were more likely to see him as a dangerous madman. So, you see, not everyone is likely to see these so-called great leaders in the same light.
Unit 8, Section A. Listening. Activity 4.
But were all the great leaders of the past military chiefs?
Oh, no. Of course, there were also the great spiritual leaders who have changed the world, men like Luther and Gandhi. But I think it is true to say that most people, even today, continue to identify great leadership with military models. I mean, just consider the criticisms our politicians get fired at them. How often do we hear them being compared unfavourably to wartime heroes such as Churchill or de Gaulle, even though the job at hand is very different? What good would military strategy be for dealing with unemployment? I'm pretty sure it would be of little use. So even though these models no longer bear any relation to the complex workings of the modern world, we still measure ministers or company directors against them.
Unit 8, Section A. Listening. Activity 5.
Can we say that there are some characteristics which all great leaders have in common?
I think it is true to say that all successful leaders share a number of basic characteristics. For a start, they know exactly what they want to achieve. I mean, they have very clear objectives. Secondly, they never lose sight of their objectives and work towards them no matter what obstacles they may come up against. In this respect, they display great powers of concentration. The third common characteristic of great leaders is that they tend to believe that the end justifies the means. Of course, you can easily see the danger here. What is the difference between the madman and the truly great leader? I think the difference lies in the fourth characteristic. Great leadership should express the will of the people and improve their lot. It doesn't just serve personal ambition. In other words, it has to be for the common good. Take Gandhi, for instance. He may have unleashed destructive forces, but his main purpose of freeing India was undeniably the popular will. Finally, I think we have to add success to our list. To be considered great, the leader has to be successful. I can't think of many examples of unsuccessful great leaders.
Unit 8, Section A. Listening, Activity 8. Exam question. You will hear various speakers talking about people they admire for their leadership qualities. You will hear the speakers twice. Task 1. Look at the types of leader listed below. As you listen, decide in what order you hear them mentioned and complete the boxes with the appropriate letter. Three speakers will not be used. Extract 1.
He has extraordinary leadership powers. A people person, he has great listening skills and is very decisive. He is somebody you can brief in great detail, who will brilliantly synthesize the points you've made and elaborate them. But above all, he has a wonderful sense of humor, which rubs off on everyone here at the museum and helps create a pleasant working atmosphere. And when the atmosphere is good, problems just seem to resolve themselves.
Extract 2.
He was a deeply intelligent, mild-mannered and caring man. He had a tremendous capacity for inspiring confidence in everybody around him. I remember being very surprised to find such a person in uniform. He was admired and respected by all his men. He had one of the most important qualities in any leader, courage. I don't just mean physical courage, which you need, of course, as a soldier, but intellectual courage, without which all the other attributes of leadership amount to nothing.
Extract 3.
I've had several managers in my career. Only one was excellent at his job. He knew exactly what the job entailed. He was a strong disciplinarian, and above all, extremely decisive. There were no grey areas. It was black or it was white, right or wrong. As a player, that was what I found the most helpful, to know exactly where you stood.
Extract 4.
She's the leader who has inspired me most in the many years I've worked in broadcasting. She's in charge of programmes, a difficult and demanding position that she manages with great skill. She has a great many qualities essential to the television world: enthusiasm, a willingness to delegate, and a sense of humour. I'll add the ability to have a wild idea and the courage to go with it, even if it runs against all the objectives. But I think what I admire her for most is her clarity of purpose and her ability to communicate it clearly to others.
Extract 5.
I have worked under her at the agency for 2 years now and admire her immensely. She started out in sales and only went into advertising quite late in life. I suppose it was this start to her career that helps her understand the sort of problems faced by staff. Her particular quality is her innate antipathy to anything unpleasant. No one ever hears her say anything nasty about anyone. Without saying anything, she sets a standard in her behaviour so that people feel uncomfortable behaving badly, inadequately, or inefficiently.
Task 2. look at the leadership qualities listed below. As you listen, put the qualities in the order in which you hear them mentioned, and complete the boxes with the appropriate letter. Three qualities will not be used. Unit 9, Section A. Listening. Activity 2.
There's a chance that the heavy seas will break up the oil, which is described as light crude, but it will be an anxious 3 or 4 days before we know the extent of the damage to wildlife and to the coastline of what was, until now, some of the most unspoilt countryside in Britain.
Thank you, Peter. Peter Snell, reporting from the Hebrides. We'll bring you more news as we get it. So, with the news of yet another oil tanker disaster, this time much closer to home, I asked John Henderson, a Lloyd's insurance broker, why these catastrophes keep happening, despite the modern equipment that is available to tankers today.
Well, the point is that the majority of ships are not that new at all. In fact, the average age of tankers these days is over 13 years old, and the average age is getting older.
Why is that?
Well, a large number of ships were built in the boom years of the 70s, but the decline in oil supplies meant that new ships weren't needed, and the older ships were not replaced.
So one cause is that the ships are too old.
Yes, that's right. Remember the Aegean Sea, for example, which was over 20 years old, which is really quite old for such a large ship.
Remind us of the damage the Aegean Sea caused.
Well, it went down in 1992 off the coast of northwest Spain and lost 70,000 tons of oil in one of Spain's richest fishing grounds.
But was it the age of the tanker which was the cause of the sinking?
Strictly speaking, no. It was caused by human error when the ship ran aground, but it was made worse because the age of the ship meant that the situation couldn't be retrieved.
So, the age of the ship and human error are two causes of these catastrophes. Can't the risk of human error be avoided by the ship's equipment?
You would think so, wouldn't you? But even a modern, well-equipped ship like the Exxon Valdez, which went down in 1988, ran aground because of human error.
This was in Alaska, wasn't it?
That's right, Alaska in 1988.
Any other causes?
A third cause, of course, is the weather. And extremely dangerous in a storm, and these huge tankers are at the mercy of the waves. For example, it was the heavy seas that caused the fate of the Catina P in April 1992.
Where was that?
Off the coast of Mozambique.
And how old was the Catina P?
26 years old.
So even older than the Aegean Sea.
That's right. As I said, the age of the ship seems still to be one of the main causes for these disasters. Only the year before the Catina P went down, a 22-year-old ship called the Kirke was lost off the coast of Australia.
So what's being done about it?
Well, there is legislation being brought in, and there's a chance that the older ships will have been phased out by the early 21st century.
But until then?
Until then, this may not be the last of the disasters.
John Henderson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Unit 9. Section A. Listening. Activity 5. Exam question. You will hear various people talking about a tanker disaster. You will hear the people twice. Task 1. Look at the types of person listed below. As you listen, decide in what order you hear them speak and complete the boxes with the appropriate letter. Three people will not be used. Extract 1.
We are very aware of the hardship that the loss of our client's tanker will cause you individually and the community as a whole, which is why I've come here to reassure you that the liability is covered by the shipowner's policy and all your claims for compensation will be met by my company.
Extract 2.
You cannot believe the damage the oil has caused out there. I went to sea this morning, and there's nothing but dying seals and dead fish. It'll take years for the sea to restock itself. And it's not just my livelihood which has been wiped out. It's going to affect everyone around here, from shopkeepers to hotel owners. It's an absolute disaster.
Extract 3.
We're very aware that the situation is critical, and in the short term, we are devoting both resources and finance to clean up the beaches and to support the local community. In the long term, we intend to introduce legislation which will lead to tighter controls on chartering older ships and banning those which do not meet the safety requirements from entering British waters. But the immediate concern is to bring relief to the community as quickly as possible.
Extract 4.
Every time this sort of disaster occurs, the response from the government is always the same. Legislation will be brought in to do this. Every effort will be made to do that. But nothing happens at all. The seas around here will be polluted and the wildlife destroyed for the next 10 years. My party has been campaigning for the last 2 years for a ban on tankers entering these waters if they are older than 15 years. But no one takes any notice until it happens again. And again, and again.
Extract 5.
We are, of course, cooperating with the authorities, and we will be organizing an official inquiry into the disaster, but our initial report suggests that human error was not an element in the loss of the ship, nor did the age of the ship have any bearing on the matter. It is likely that the weather conditions contributed significantly to the situation in which control was lost and the tanker was driven onto the rocks.
Task 2. Look at the topics listed below. As you listen, put the topics in the order in which you hear them mentioned, and complete the boxes with the appropriate letter. 3 topics will not be used. That's the end of side 1.